All right, gentlemen, that takes care of that. We go back. We have one here.
Case number 11-349. Oh, I'm sorry, 11-350.
11-350. Mr. Gentlemen, sir?
Cabela.
Mr. Cirella? All right, sir.
Thanks, gentlemen, for giving me a second chance here tonight.
That's what we're here for, to try to help you, sir, if we can.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I was a little, you know, I'm prepared here.
All right.
But, you know, I do believe I met, you know, the standards for the variances. Uniqueness, you know, is definitely a, you know, a narrow, you know, smaller lot, typical of the neighborhood. But, you know, the other lots, you know, across town or have 5-foot setbacks. This one's 10-foot setbacks. Cannot otherwise be developed. You know, it was a neighboring, you know, narrow lot again. You know, the other lots across the street have 5-foot setbacks. The number three, not created by the applicant. I do have COs on all, you know, permits that I've taken out on the garage and the house, along with electrical and sewer and everything else, inspectors. And, you know, I relied on the contractor to build the building to the, you know, desired, you know, size, which would have been, you know, the 35, and it came out to be larger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Will not alter the extensive character of the neighborhood. Most of the other houses in the neighborhood are a lot closer to the lines, you know, than this, you know, this setback here would entail. You know, my neighbor's properties are probably 3 foot from the fence. You know, most of the other houses were built back in the 1950s and 60s without the zoning in place, and hence they were put in, you know, closure there.
Mm-hmm.
The minimum variance, you know, this would be the least, you know, cost effective, I guess, for me to proceed forward on this property. And the standards here, number one here, I have most of the neighboring houses, you know, long-term neighbors and new neighbors that signed off on this. The Beth Doty from the Land Trust came to meet with me yesterday, Sunday, when I was working out front there, and she had no objections. As, you know, the Land Trust owns the back lot that borders this property. I sold it to them this past summer.
Okay.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Wait, was there any further questions from members of the board? I don't believe there was. That was still at the part of the board. So if there's no further discussion, the board's ready to vote. I'll entertain a motion. The gentleman has addressed the standards.
And Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I note there's no one else in the audience. So it doesn't appear there's anyone here for or against.
Well, you would object to that, yes?
Oh, I see him over there. I'm sorry.
So we have a gentleman here. Now I better call in. So we have a gentleman.
I couldn't see him. He was.
Are there any persons?
This is a fair play. I was standing behind him.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I just thought I'd help.
And anyone here in opposition? If not, chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. It is a narrow lot. And with the survey, we can see that he has offset his driveway to accommodate the garage space, where we do get requests that to be closer to the lot line, just to have a straight driveway. I think the applicant has shown that the variance request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. He relied on others to set these buildings within the setbacks, and so therefore don't feel that it was created by the applicant. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the applicant doesn't feel that it'll be detrimental to public welfare, and he feels this is a minimum to afford relief, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,350.
Second. We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,350. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I go back again, and Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, in case number 11,350 is approved, sir.
Oh, thank you, sirs.
Yep.
I also wrote down the names and addresses of the contractors.
Excellent.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, Mr. Mills asked it, so thank you for that, sir.
Excellent. Mr. Chairman, I would like to request that a letter be sent to those contractors from our attorney.
You would, please.
Okay. By the attorney.
For the attorney and by the attorney. Here's get them right down there to him.
Right down to him.
Right down the county. Okay, gentlemen, we don't, that's everything that I have tonight, but just to remind you, we have a meeting at workshop, is what, April the
1st is on Tuesday.
Come on, that's a joke, right?
Afternoon.
Yep, 1 o'clock.
Is that some kind of April Fool's joke?
April Fool's joke.
They were talking about, I don't know what your last notice said, but they were talking about relocating it, so okay. I'm not sure yet.
But you'll let us know, and then
next Tuesday afternoon.
Thank you.
And also being council, whether it be in the annex building.
I'm not sure.
They were talking about moving it, but I don't know if they did or not.
Okay, and then we have our meeting will be the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st. We've
got three in a row.
Am I correct?
What we have now? What's the next meeting?
This is over.
April the 1st, that's in the afternoon.
Last week.
Last week, Jennifer.
Yeah. I thought I saw that.
It's after where it was, out by the ship and all that mess.
Sussex County Association of Realtors.
I can't remember whether you're talking about moving it, so I'm not sure where.
Oh, okay. But anyway,
last place was nice.
Huh?
Last place was nice.
Yeah, last place was nice.
At the realtor place?
Yeah.
That was good.
That was nice there, too.
What about for me?
Oh, yeah. Somebody told me.
Then we got the 7th, 14th, and the 21st. They changed it.
Somebody put on a mandatory, but you can't be there.
So it's three Monday nights right now.
I got Burke Lawrence. Just
less.
First on Tuesday.
Well, if you can, you can. So come.
Okay. Now, what the 14th represents, but they're making a case on the 7th.
Make it on board.
Right. So that's how they got kicked off more problems.
Yeah.
So that's all, that's what that is.
I don't know, well, you're good till 16.
I think so.
That's what we got. Oh, if there being no further business, we'll be open for adjournment.
Did he say 7th, 14th, and 21st?
Second that.
Yep. I'll get double checked out. I'll get staff to call you and let you know. Or send you email. I'll get emails.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
I mean, have a second.
Jennifer, can you do that for him?
To that motion?
Second. All check with Kelly.
Aye.
Aye.
Check with Kelly.
The first, which is...